brothers and sisters, once again, welcome to Food for the Journey. I'm very touched by the readings because they speak so much about our relationship to Him and our relationships to one another. And I think I've been saying that a lot this week. And now we come to Sunday and there's a lot more for us that the Lord wants us to pause, not just say, oh, yeah, I know. No, look what He says. The first reading for today's Mass begins with the book of Exodus, chapter 22, verses 20 to 26. Thus says the Lord, you shall not molest or oppress an alien, for you were once aliens yourselves in the land of Egypt. You shall not wrong any widow or orphan. If ever you wrong them and they cry out to me, I will surely hear their cry. My wrath will flare up and I will kill you with the sword. Then your own wives will be widowed and your children orphans. If you lend money to one of your poor neighbors among my people, you shall not act like an extortioner toward him by demanding interest from him. If you take your neighbor's cloak as a pledge, you shall return it to him before sunset, for this cloak of his is the only covering he has for his body. What else has he to sleep in? If he cries out to me, I will hear him, for I am compassionate. Jesus is really speaking some very strong language here. Some very strong language. God is revealing to us that we do not want to incur God's anger. We want His blessing. We want the hope and the love and the faith that He wants to give us to increase our gifts. He wants to do that for each one of us. And so we do not want to treat the poor or the needy and exact from them the same you would do with anybody else. If you give to the poor, just give. Don't look for return. Really, don't look for return. I really want to encourage you on that because we can do it in all kinds of little ways. We can do them in some big ways. Please, brothers and sisters, be good to your neighbors. Be good to those in need. And don't look for any kind of reward. God will take care of all that. Just give. Psalm 18 tells us, I love you, Lord, my strength. I love you, O Lord, my strength, O God, my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer, my rock of refuge, my shield, the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Praise be the Lord, I exclaim, and I am safe from my enemies. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock. Extolled be my Savior. You who gave victories, great victories to your king, and show kindness to your anointed. This is God, I love you, Lord, my strength. All our strength to do what is right, our strength to do what is good, our strength not to blow our own trumpets, but to give generously to those in need. God is our strength for that. Trust Him. I remember, not often, but I remember sometimes in my dad, who owned a gas station and who worked very hard, believe me, very hard. And he would just, somebody would come up for gas, and this was during a time of great struggle in the U.S. when we were having some difficult financial times. And people would come up and he would just say to them, this one's on me. I wasn't filling their tanks to the full, but he was giving them something every time. They were so grateful that they became his customers for years upon years when things were much better, when the months and a year or so had gone by that were so difficult. They knew who their friend was, and they turned to him. And God is our friend. None of us know what he wants us to have, to receive. Open your heart to him. Ask him, help me. Help me do what is right, that I may be closer to you. Help me to do what is right, that I may praise you and serve you. Help me. And you know, if you say that literally, really, often, he does. He really does. And I was very touched by that, watching my father. And I want many people to be touched by others who give that kind of example. If you can't, you can't. That's all right. That's understood. God understands that. But if every once in a while, and I don't mean every time, but every once in a while, you could help someone out who's in greater need than you are, you will be blessed by your Heavenly Father. You will be blessed by Jesus. The reading, second reading is from St. Paul to the Thessalonians, chapter 1, verses 5 to 10. Brothers and sisters, you know what sort of people we were among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, receiving the word in great affliction with joy from the Holy Spirit, so that you became a model for all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For from you the word of the Lord has sounded forth, not only in Macedonia and in Achaia, but in every place your faith has gone forth, so that we have no need to say anything. For they themselves openly declare about us what sort of reception we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God, and to wait his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who delivers us from the coming wrath. Brothers and sisters, look for the good people around you. Draw near to them. Give, and they will receive from you. Keep doing it. What happens to your life changes slightly, but after a while it's a habit to give to the poor, to give to those in need, whatever you can. It might be very little, but if it's all you have, that's as great to God as someone giving someone $1 million, really. God doesn't look at the money. He looks at you. He looks at your heart. Open your heart. Look for those needier than you are and watch what God does. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 22, verses 34 to 40, when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" And he said to them, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The whole law and the prophets rest on the commandments to love God and love your neighbor. Brothers and sisters, it's not always easy for us, but oh my goodness, I want to encourage you, think right now in your own life. Just think right now. Is there someone I work with? Is there someone who's a near neighbor? Is there someone in my neighborhood? Is there a friend that is in need? Well, I can't meet that need. It's too much. No, but maybe I have a $10 bill or a $5 bill I could give away. Please, brothers and sisters, let's become a people who are generous and kind. And if I only have a nickel, but I can give a nickel, that's fine. God sees the intention. God sees what you have and what you don't have. And that's what you want to be able to do. Just give. God will love you. and bless you. I remember as a child that as we would walk down the street, and we weren't wealthy by a long shot, but my mother or my dad, if they saw someone begging or someone asking for something, they always gave him something. And they didn't have that much either, but they could give something. Brothers and sisters, let's not say, oh, you know, my life is fine. I've got all my, you know, ducks in a row. I'm fine now. Don't bother me. Just say, Lord, what can I do? What can I do to give to others? Please help me. I remember a man who is still living, Robert Cardinal Sarah from Africa, and he said this, I would rather be robbed than lack charity. I would rather be robbed than lack charity. Think about that. Maybe you can't give much, but there are people in need all around us. Whatever you can do, or make a day a little brighter for someone. Drop it off at their house, just a little something. Brothers and sisters, we can be more generous. We're so intent on accumulating wealth. And yes, we do have to be good in caring for what has been given to us, yes. But there are other people who have nothing. And I want to encourage you, I really want to encourage you to take a look around. Take a look and see if there's someone you can help. God will be blessed by what you do. You don't think of yourself, you think of Him. God will be blessed by what you do. Someone wrote, love, that is the word on which everything turns. And if there is one thing in which men do believe, in which nothing can shatter their faith, it is love. Of course, the word is continually abused, and much is called love that is not. But in their heart of hearts, all men know the real thing from its travesty, and they value it more than life. Brothers and sisters, let's just stop with that. Let's just stop there. I want you to be a sign of God's love. And there might only be one other person ever knows what you did for them, but God knows. You will be remembered for every generous and good deed that you do for another. We need more of that in this world. We're all working on our bank accounts and making sure we have retirement funds and do this. And I know that's responsibility. I know that. I know it's good to that. But when that becomes our whole world, we're in trouble. We need to reach out beyond ourselves to the needs of the poor. And they're right here in our own town, our own village, our own city. They're right here. They're just more hidden. Keep your heart open. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.